This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended his best wishes to all civil servants on the Civil Services Day. Addressing the 17th Civil Services Day event at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi, Prime Minister Modi said that on 21st of April 1947, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel had referred to civil servants as the steel frame of India.
Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel ne aap sabhi ko steel frame of India kaha tha. Ek aisa civil servant jo rashtra ki seva ko अपना सर्वोत्तम कर्तव्य माने, जो लोकतांत्रिक तरीके से प्रशासन चलाए, जो ईमानदारी से, अनुशासन से, समर्पण से भरा हुआ हो.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has also underlined the need of extraordinary speed to fulfill extraordinary aspirations of youth, farmers and women in the country as their dreams are soaring to unprecedented heights. We now take you live at Vigyan Bhavan where the Prime Minister is addressing the civil servants.
ये निरंतर देखना होगा कि global best practices में हम कहां stand कर रहे हैं. भारत के industry का लक्ष्य अगर globally best product बनाने का है तो भारत की bureaucracy का लक्ष्य दुनिया में सबसे best ease of compliance environment देने का होना चाहिए.
In Jharkhand, around 8 Naxals have been killed in an encounter between Naxalites and a joint team of police and paramilitary forces in the foothills of Lugu Hill in Bukaro since early morning today. Vivek, a Maoist with a reward of 1 crore rupees, was also killed during the encounter. DGP Jharkhand Anurag Gupta said that a total of 8 dead bodies of Maoists have been recovered so far by the troops. 1 AK series rifle, 1 SLR, 3 INSAS rifles, 1 pistol and 8 country-made Barmar rifles and other weapons have also been recovered in the search operation. Mr. Gupta said the Naxalites who have fled during the encounter are being surrounded. CRPF officials said the firing has stopped but operations are underway while there has been no injury reported to the forces. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance arrived in New Delhi today on a 4-day visit to India. He was received by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. This is Vice President Vance's first visit to India. He is scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. The BJP today hit out at senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his comments against the Election Commission during his US visit and accused him of trying to defame Indian democracy abroad. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra attacked Mr. Gandhi for his remarks on the last Maharashtra Assembly polls, saying the Congress leader should answer whether the Jharkhand Assembly polls, where Congress and its allies won, was also compromised. Yesterday, while addressing members of the Indian diaspora in Boston, Mr. Gandhi had alleged that the Election Commission of India was compromised during the Assembly elections in Maharashtra. The second docking of satellites under ISRO's Space Docking Experiment, SPADEX mission, has been accomplished today. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said further experiments are planned in the next 2 weeks. Sharing details of the mission, he mentioned that the satellites were successfully docked for the first time on 16th of January this year and were undocked on the 13th of last month. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 1% up in 4 noon trade today, led by strong gains in financial and fresh foreign fund inflows. The 30-share BSE Sensex climbed over 1% to 79,357 and the NSE Nifty 50 jumped 257 points to 24,109 when reports last came in. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at the Eden Garden this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. With 5 wins in 7 matches, Gujarat Titans holds top position in the points table with 10 points. KKR, meanwhile, have pocketed 3 wins and 4 losses to spot the 7th place in the points table. And that is the end of this news bulletin.